Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into the noon hour. 913-586-7798.
Yeah. real quick, just finishing up our conversation before we get to dumb debates. The president has come out and said, quote, that SNAP benefits will only be given when the shutdown ends, not before it, whatever. Basically, where's the direct quote? Will only be given out when the government reopens, and then blamed radical left Democrats for keeping the government closed. Mm-hmm. This is, if you've been following what this whole process has been, the government is shut down. The government initially said, or the president initially said, we can't give out SNAP benefits when the government shut down because we don't have the money, except for there is money for it, the USDA contingency fund. And then a federal judge just last week ruled you have the money, you have to give out the payments. Now, the problem with that too is, and we were going to talk about this later, is that even if that USDA money goes out, people are only going to get about half of what they were supposed to be getting, or what they were typically getting.
Unless they can figure out how to fund the other half.
So the federal judge says, you have the money, you have to pay. It's literally within the guidelines of the law, when SNAP was established, that you have to pay this money out. It is a law that if you have the money and you do, you have to pay it out. And then the president came out and said, nope, not doing it until the shutdown is over, until the Democrats give in. And I just want to say to all of the people that we typically get on the text line at this point saying, well, it's the Democrats' fault. Literally what the Democrats are doing right now is they are trying to get the Republicans to pass a budget bill that doesn't involve stripping ACA of its tax subsidies. There is wiggle room for negotiation there. If you want to say, fine, less tax subsidies, maybe we lower the tax subsidies, whatever, there's some room for negotiation, but that's not what the Republicans are willing to do. They're saying, no, either it goes out without tax subsidies or not at all. And Democrats are refusing to capitulate on that. This isn't how government is supposed to work. You don't just shut down the House and have a major shutdown happening over one issue. You negotiate it. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And instead of doing that, they'd rather just take their ball and go home and blame it on the Democrats. And this is a case where I really believe that this federal judge, people like you and me who are saying, please stop doing this, are trying to save this administration and the Republicans from themselves. Because when the president comes out and says SNAP benefits won't be released until radical Democrats give in, people don't read that as, oh, well, this is all the Democrats' fault.
Okay. So I want to point out something about timeline, because this was the question that I started to ask myself out loud. So we are currently in open enrollment. And for the healthcare exchange, open enrollment goes through December 15th for benefits to start January 1st. So then my question becomes, if the if they don't reach an agreement, because if I'm on the exchange, if I need ACA healthcare, I'm waiting to make my choice until after I see when the shutdown ends, how that affects those subsidies. I would hold off because the amount might come down. If I really am deciding that this is the hill I'm going to die on, I'm going to decide that this shutdown is going to last past December 15th so that those people have no choice but to pay the 300% increase in premiums because open enrollment ends on December 15th.
Right. I mean, if even if they, when they sign up for it, you get a premium that you have to pay, but then you get tax subsidies too.
Right.
So that those tax subsidies could kick in after they sign up for open enrollment. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people just won't do it.
No,
a lot of people just
wait and see,
or they would just go without insurance.
Yeah.
Like that would be what the choice that a lot of Americans are going to have to make. And, you know, we're talking about back to SNAP. There's a moral piece here that keeps getting lost in all the procedural noise. 42 million people on SNAP is there's the Stalin quote, like one death is a tragedy. 40 million deaths, 42 million deaths is a statistic.
Right.
We're talking about the single mom in Independence who uses an EBT card for cereal and chicken nuggets, and or disabled guy in Wyandotte who already had to choose between rent and medication before you ripped his food budget away, or a grandmother raising her grandkids and who's watching her benefits vanish before her eyes because a judge in Boston and a president in Washington are now in a staring contest. This isn't right. It's not fair. And it has nothing to do with these people. They are innocent bystanders and casualty of a war that they have nothing to do with. And the president said on his on Air Force One, on his trip back from Asia, he said, well, it's mostly Democrats, that when he's talking about people on SNAP. So he doesn't care about them, more or less. He's like, well, it's mostly Democrats. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it's mostly Democrats, and the people they voted for need to end this.
Which there isn't is no even, end in sight to this right now.
Yeah.
There's just no end in sight to this. And again, when I just think about, so what is baffling to me a little bit is that he funded WIC. I mean, he moved the money over and decided that WIC was an emergency and that was worth funding. And I don't understand, unless there's a political difference between WIC and SNAP. I mean, because WIC is very clearly moms and babies and SNAP is casts a wider net. I don't know. I don't get the difference politically between WIC being more important than SNAP. But
it's, I guess, because of the naming, because it's women's infant children or women infant children. That's what it is. So maybe it's that. And, you know, we care about babies. So that, you know, not in the ones on SNAP, but WIC, sure.
But again, I'll come back to a federal. I was fascinated at the legalese to this because two federal judges said, you got to figure this out, that even if you only fund half.
Yeah.
Half is better than none, and that you can't wait until the end of the government shutdown. And yesterday, the USDA submitted the order that said, okay, we're going to take the $5 billion that's in there and we're going to fund half. And it takes a couple of weeks to get all those computers running again. So I don't understand the comment today that SNAP benefits are not going to go out until after the shutdown is over. It feels like holding people hostage.
Yeah,
because
we're not talking about shutting down a monument or delaying a passport,
right?
You know, the hours at a passport office or this is a state thing, but DMV or anything. We're talking about using people's grocery money as a cudgel in what is a partisan fight. And, you know, if you're a Trump fan and you're still listening to this, if a Democratic president ever went on television and said, we will only give farmers their subsidies once Republicans raise the minimum wage, conservative media would be absolutely melting the down. And they'd be right to. Because any president that starts treating your livelihood and the ability to feed your children as some bargaining chip, then nobody is safe the next time there's a shutdown. It's not tough negotiating. This is a government saying to the poorest people in the country, you live on the fault line of our political earthquake. Good luck. And what's so frustrating about it, too, is just at its core, Jamie, 42 million people on SNAP in what is supposed to be the richest, most prosperous, most successful country on the planet. Does that sound right to you?
Okay. So tomorrow, as of tomorrow, we tie the record shutdown. If it goes past tomorrow, it becomes a record. And I'm my head hurts. It just we'll take this one day at a time.
Sure. Well, it'll change, though. Every day it becomes a different fight.
I have to tell you, I feel helpless and blessed that I don't have to worry frantically about how I'm feeding my children tomorrow. And I feel guilty about that I don't have to worry about it. And then I get angry that I'm worrying about it anyway. And then I feel helpless that I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And that's me who's not directly affected by it. So if you are, I can't imagine how you feel.
By the way, John Grayson just texted and said, passport offices aren't affected. I went in to get my duplicate passport on Friday. It arrived in the mail today. So congratulations, John. But he's saying, so it's affecting people who are starving. It's affecting people who can't afford to feed their families. And I just want to point out again, for those of you who bought into the lie, it's some kind of welfare queen situation. These people can buy caviar on Amazon. Nobody on SNAP is buying caviar. They get $187 per person for the month. That's barely enough to cover for the month. And most people, statistically, most people who work, who are on SNAP work. It's most people who just don't make enough money. That's not necessarily their fault. A lot of us should have a there but for the grace of God go I perspective on stuff, where we have been fortunate enough to either get the right breaks or be born maybe a little bit ahead, or you know, maybe
or
we haven't
didn't
had it
have something sometimes
it's, some horrible it's, tragedy happening
right.
to us
yeah. sometimes it's absolutely not within your control, the life events that put you in that position. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe your spouse passed away, you know, and suddenly you're a single parent by no fault of your own. I mean, we're lucky that we haven't had those tragedies happen to us. And the people who didn't ask for that and didn't do anything wrong for those things to happen. So,
yeah.
Okay. We have to move on because I'm getting.
All right. We're going to do dumb debates coming up. So here's a good one. When you are merging and somebody lets you in, what do you do? Do you give them
you are merging and someone lets you
yeah,
in.
Yeah, somebody yes. lets you in while you're merging. Do you give them a little, oh, thank you.
Thank you. Because I'm from the Midwest. We wave at everything.
Somebody's very upset. We have a listener who's very upset and has emailed us about this because they got into a fight with their wife over somebody not waving.
You always wave. If somebody lets you in, no matter what the circumstance, you always wave to be nice.
We'll talk.
In the Midwest, people.
Setting the tone already. We'll do that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In an attempt to lighten things up a bit.
Hey, we talked about Oreos for 30 minutes.
It's been quite the topsy-turvy day here so far.
It's been for the last couple of weeks. And yeah. I've said this last week. I'll say it again. If you're new to the show or a regular listener to the show even, typically neither one of us wants to talk about politics.
There is no universe in which I want to talk politics,
especially
ever. National
politics.
Yes.
But the problem is when the politics actually do start affecting the day-to-day lives of our listeners, it would be, yeah, I feel, irresponsible and weird if we were just like, oh, people are starving anyway. Hey, what's all these riots about? I don't know.
We at least have to acknowledge the updates and what's going on.
All right. So
if you're mad about it, it'll be over at some point.
I couldn't care less if you're mad about the people who are mad at us. Anyway, the wave is mandatory when somebody lets you merge. Is that true or false? So this is from Mike in Olathe, who said, on the waving when someone lets you in thing, it is 100% mandatory, non-negotiable. I was in my car with my wife last week. Somebody merged in front of us and did not wave. My wife had to sit there and listen to me complain for the next 10 minutes about how we live in a society. It's just the common, decent thing to do. And when people don't wave, it only encourages other people to not let you merge. So it's actually making traffic worse by not waving. I'm not saying that we should put people in jail over it yet, but I am also not saying that. Again, that's Mike in Olathe. So Mike's problem is, if you don't wave when somebody lets you merge, then you're a bad person.
You're not a bad person, but isn't it just common courtesy? Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think I typically wave when somebody lets me in, but only if it's a situation where I felt like they didn't have to, where I screwed up.
So not in the zipper merge,
but all of a
sudden you need to get over because you didn't realize you needed to.
If I was going in the wrong way, in the wrong direction, and traffic is backed up in both lanes, say, but I realize, oh God, I'm about to hit the exit ramp. I need to be over back on the highway. Again, this would only be in a situation where traffic backed up. Not, I would just pull over all willy-nilly and get into somebody's lane and cause an accident. I'm just saying, like, say traffic is both backed up in both lanes and somebody lets me in. Oh, then they'll get a wave. Oh, thanks. That's awesome. Thank you. I'm an idiot. I went the wrong way. I will say I think the wave is good, but I also would worry that there's other people that would misinterpret a wave.
As what?
There's a couple options. Creepy. Like, there's some people who, I mean, not the person who's waving is creepy, but say it's a creep in a car and he lets a young woman in. She waves, oh, I'm going to follow her to her next stop and see if we have coffee together.
Would she not understand the reason you're waving is because you let her, she let you
no,
in?
No, she would not understand that. She obviously okay. is DTF because I let her in. Okay. Or I guess we live in a society, too, where a wave could be misinterpreted as giving somebody the middle finger. I don't know.
Well, the only thing I'm coming back to the idea that I don't have to wave if you are letting me in when you should have let me in anyway.
Yep.
Because it's sort of like if I wave, then it's making it seem like you went out of your way to do something special when really that's what you were supposed to do anyway. But I live in the Midwest and yeah. always have, and we wave at everything.
We wave at
a four-way nice. Stop yeah. when we're not sure whose turn it is to go. You wave to get somebody else to go. We hold the door open for 16 people because we don't know how many people we can let through before we're allowed to go through. We're extra nice.
I'm trying to think of a situation where I would wave that wasn't somebody letting me in to merge. And I guess that's if we pull up to the stop sign at the same time mm-hmm. and they don't need to let me go, but they do, then maybe. Mm-hmm. The argument I would make against waving being mandatory is, if you're just being nice, that should be its own reward. If you know what? Kindness is its own reward. Generosity, its own reward. You don't need somebody acknowledging you.
Okay.
Quentin's not buying that I believe this. You don't need somebody acknowledging you. No, I know. I'm full of crap.
Sometimes I need a sound. Like, I need to have some sounds ready yeah. when you speak. I played a fart noise right there.
But I also wave. Like, we go walk. I walk the dog in the morning. Uh-huh. And, you know, this is not actually my dog. So I feel like every time a car is coming, make sure we get over to the side. And then I stand between the dog and the car that's coming by. And I wave at every car that goes by.
Mm-hmm.
Just say hi. It's also a way of making sure you know that I'm here. Please don't hit me and the dog.
Right.
But I wave at everybody. Please. I wave at the neighbors if they're out.
Yeah.
And then there's a question of how long do you wave? Because I have one neighbor that waves for a really long time as I'm driving by. And I'm like, how long do I have to keep this going?
It is funny living in a different, because you brought up the Midwest thing, living in a different part of the country and then coming back here. It's almost aggressive how friendly people are. Like, depending on where you live. But I remember I went out walking all the time in the Northeast and in Boston. And God help you if you made eye contact with somebody. That was almost seen as an act of aggression, like baring your teeth to a monkey. Here, you walk down the street. Hi. Hey, how you doing? Well, mm-hmm. beautiful day. People want to stop and chat with you.
Yeah.
And like, I got to tell you, part of me misses the leave me alone. Don't make eye contact with me.
It's really bad with old people.
With old people, they want to talk.
Oh my God. There's a bunch of old people that live on my street. And when I'm like going home, they're all, you know, out on a power walk and they like want to wave to me. And it's like, can you just not acknowledge my general location?
How
I just want to go home.
How difficult is it to wave at somebody though?
Yeah,
I understand the no small talk thing, 'cause I'm with you there, but it's not difficult to wave.
Yeah, but see, then it's an open invitation to, like, you know, take the next step in the relationship, and I don't want that. I just want to go home and, like, you know, make my dinner at 4:30. That's what I want to do. I don't need the old people to acknowledge me
on the front porch and yell at kids.
Just the
and,
worst.
You know?
Yeah, maybe I'll put my sprinkler, you know, on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that'll teach some kids, those little monsters trying to get to school safely. What are some other waving situations, like, other than merging? You listen when you walk in your dog, thank
when
you
I'm
for letting me go
about,
out and about.
Yeah.
You wave at the trash people, sanitation, like you're out.
Sure.
Yeah. They
what about the mailman? If the mailman's like walking through your neighborhood, do you wave?
Yeah, I feel like anybody in a uniform gets a wave.
Amazon driver. I wave at the Amazon driver.
Yeah, I guess so. Especially if they just were at my house or something. They're like, hey, thank you. Mm-hmm. Kids waving at the driver when they get off the bus. I see that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My dad delivers stuff, right? So and he goes in and out of hospitals a lot and, like, medical centers.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, waves at everybody.
Does he?
Yeah. And it's... And I hate it.
Annoying?
I hate it so much.
There's also somebody on the text line said the bike brotherhood wave between riders. And that's just raising two fingers up off of the, because you're holding the handles, and so you just do that.
Okay.
Raise two fingers up. Is a scooter allowed to participate in that, or is that not okay? Is it just biker code?
Allowed to participate.
How about a moped? Is that okay? What about walking past coworkers in the hallway?
I don't wave.
Wave.
Hi. Do you?
Hi, buddy.
This is a question more for Quentin, because I'm going to guess the answer is no. Do you acknowledge their existence, Quentin, if you're walking by other coworkers in the building? Do you make eye contact or no?
If the sales team is listening right now, I definitely know all of your names. Mm-hmm. I know who you are and your likes and dislikes. And I definitely, feel like we're in a spot where comfortable we can have conversations outside of work events. It's 100% factual. Please do not talk to me.
I guess
everything he just said is a lie, by the way.
It depends.
He doesn't know any of your names.
It depends on familiarity. If I don't know you at all, then I might give you a what's up. It's cyclical. Like, if I don't know you at all and I'm passing in the hallway, I'll go like that. Just give you a little what's up. Mm-hmm. Not even a what's up, just a sup. If I know you, I'll be like, hey, how's it going? Like,
keep going.
Then
I have a very awkward moment.
So if I don't know you at all, I'll give you a sup. If I kind of know you, then it's a wave. Like, hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a bit. If I see you every day, I'll maybe just kind of like raise my eyebrows. Again, just a gentle sup is it's cyclical. I'm waving to people I kind of know.
My most awkward moment every single day is when I walk into the building and I walk through the newsroom, which you have to do to get to our studio, and Cody and Gold, who are next door and are on the air at the same time as us, are hanging out in their part of sports takes up the other part of the newsroom. And usually when I walk in, they're involved in some very heated, very animated conversation. Mm-hmm. And every single day I wonder, do I interrupt that conversation to say, hey guys, do I just keep going? Do I make eye contact? That is every single day I have that debate. And most days I just keep going because I'm like, they're in this conversation.
Yeah.
Do they even see me walking through?
It's
or
a little
not?
Weird. That's why whenever we leave every day, I just yell at everybody. Bye.
Yeah.
Some
days I don't.
Yeah.
So when you're not in studio occasionally, because they're way into their own stuff sometimes. And sometimes I just want to get out of the building.
It's a weird thing going up to unlike groups where it's like at a party. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know these people, but I don't know what they're talking about. And I don't just want to insinuate myself into the conversation. I don't know.
I'm in an unwinnable situation at this point because there are now people in the building who know my name.
Yeah.
And I don't know who you are. And I've been doing this full time for about 8 months, 9 months, something like that. And we're past the point where I can be like, oh, hey, what was your name again?
Yeah.
So I can't, like, eventually I'm going to have the awkward conversation where I'm like, I'm sorry. I've seen your face every single day for the past 9 months. I have no idea who you are. I'm not looking forward to that situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is when, like, really famous people get a bad rap for not being pleasant and friendly. It's like, because they're tired. They don't need to say hi to every single person they see or every person that recognizes them. That's like where, like, Keanu Reeves is a miracle, where he's like, he stops and signs autographs for hours. He doesn't care. He's after, you know, he'll, like, there was a thing, Mahomes was signing jerseys at the Bills game after the game, after they lost with a hostile crowd. He was still going up and signing jerseys and stuff for, you know, it was Chiefs fans. I don't think there were a lot of Bills fans that wanted his signature, but the fact that he was even doing that after the game, it's like, dude, like, you had a rough game. You can go home.
Yeah.
Everybody would understand, but still, he's such a nice guy. He can't not do it. Yeah.
Yeah. We need, for our building, like, Odyssey probably has this or should. We need, like, a Facebook for everybody in the building, because that's how Facebook started.
I believe it's just Facebook. If you just go on Facebook and search for Odyssey Kansas City, you'll probably get most people in this building.
But I need it separated, by market, so that, because we also, and I've been in the building a very long time, but there's turnover. Mm-hmm. And COVID changed a lot of things. And there are people that were hired that I don't know, and salespeople aren't in the building every day, and so I don't know them. And I feel bad, because I really should know, and I have no idea. But I could study pictures.
True.
Plus, this building is so segregated. where yeah. like you've got like the sales staff is in the bottom corner. And the only reason that I see them is, you know, they're either coming up here for something or they sort of just live in their own existence. And I'm going down into the cave to, you know, get something that I need. There's yeah. not a lot of like accidental interaction.
That's why like the Halloween party was so important.
Yeah, that's the final part. All of the things that happened during yeah. the
happened during our show.
They happened during our show, so we can't
guys,
even like
sometimes
go to the
that's
cookout.
Good.
Yeah, sometimes but not okay. good for social purposes. Yeah. All right, coming up, the average American spends half of their paycheck in the first 48 hours. Why do you think that is? And is the answer duh? We'll talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New survey. 2,000 employed Americans split evenly by generation shows for the average American, within 48 hours after you get your paycheck, nearly half of it is spent. Millennials have the highest spending. They spend 40% within the first few hours.
Yeah.
But for about half of people, half of it is spent within 2 days. Half of respondents said they cover groceries or necessities as soon as they get their paycheck. Others pay bills that are due within the week. 42% take care of major obligations like housing or credit cards. 1 in 3 knock out smaller bills like utilities or subscriptions. That leaves 52% to stretch across the rest of the pay cycle.
Right, because initially, the way this is almost phrased in the headline is it's acting like people getting paid and immediately sprinting into Target, just blackout right. drunk, flinging money at throw pillows and air right. fryers, when in reality, it's you wake up, you see your money that was deposited, you know, rent it has to get paid, all the necessities, all the bills, everything seems like it comes out on Friday nowadays. And then you're left with 52% afterwards. That's not crazy. I think this is, yeah. this is how most people spend their money. Like most people wait until payday to pay their bills. Even if I'm not living paycheck to paycheck right now, but I still don't pay my bills until the paycheck comes in. I'm not going to, what am I going to start paying it? What if I don't get paid on payday? What if something happens and the money doesn't come in? And then I'm like, oh crap, I guess I'll have to go into savings to cover that because I don't have enough money in my checking account.
You and Katie get paid on different dates. Is that right? You guys are on different. Are you on opposite weeks?
We have the coolest schedule for payments. Yeah, we get paid we get paid here every other week. She gets paid every other week. And they don't overlap. So, I get paid this week. She gets paid next week. We never miss paycheck. It's
so
awesome.
That's magical for you guys.
I know. It's amazing.
I used to love it. Odyssey does it every other Friday, like you said. For people who like to budget, that is maddening because I like it when it's the same two dates every month. I don't like it when those dates float because my bills are due on the same dates every month. And so if I know that X money is coming in on each date, then I know exactly which bills I can put into which two weeks.
Right.
It makes me crazy that it's every other Friday. But I don't. What I think is interesting about this is when you decide to buy essentials, what do you do it on the same schedule every month? Do you always have a plan for that? Or do you just kind of do it whenever you feel like it? Like groceries, I just get them when I need them. Credit cards, I pay them as soon as the balance is to where I feel like I should pay that off. Sometimes it's every 2 weeks. Sometimes it's more or less. But there are some bills that always get paid at the same time as my mortgage. And that's where I can see I can eat up. I mean, with my mortgage in there, I can eat up a whole paycheck with no problem with mortgage and some utilities and stuff like that. And that first paycheck's gone.
We get groceries because Katie's works at a bank. So she gets one day off in the middle of the week. And so whatever day that is, that's when she goes grocery shopping during the day. So it's once a week. That's family of four. We need to be more regular about it, I guess. But we, like, as far as essentials are concerned, that's just kind of other than groceries, that's just kind of a whatever as needed thing.
I am thinking about doing, because I looked at, you know, I see lists every so often about ways to, especially if you're a little ADHD, about how to simplify your life a little bit. And one of the things people do is they just have, like, Amazon lets you order something every however many weeks or every whatever, you can set it up on a schedule. In fact, a lot of products will give you a discount for doing that. And I think I'm just going to start setting that up for essentials. Like there are some people that on the first weekend of every month,
they get a package.
They order all the basics, all the personal care items, all that. And that way you just know it's always going to be the same amount and it always comes on that date. And if at some point you have too much of it, then you cancel that order. But then it's one less thing I have to think about.
From the text line, my check hits, rent grabs half, daycare grabs the other half, and I'm just standing there holding receipt like, I love being a provider. Yeah, it is a psychological mind where you see the money in your account, you see how much you have, and you haven't done the calculations on how much it's going to be after you pay rent and all that stuff. And you feel rich for a minute. You're like, oh my God, look at how much money I have. Woo, no problems for me. And then, oh, wait, no. Now I have even less money than I had yesterday. That sucks. Is there something that you specifically, other than essentials, other than rent, that you splurge on payday? Like you go, okay, it's payday. I can do this now. Like, if it's payday, do you go, okay, well, we can go out to eat tonight? If it's payday, do you go, I don't feel as guilty going on Amazon and buying a couple little things?
Quite honestly, it's probably that, because I budget for eating out in the same kind of line as I budget for groceries. And so it's all, if I eat out more, then I have to think about cooking more. But for me, it is, I have so many wish lists for myself on Amazon. Mm. I have so many lists of things. Because I'm always seeing stuff that I want for the house or a new set of luggage or heaven only knows what. It's those things that I get to go in and be like, okay, I've been holding on to this for a while. Yeah. Let me have that.
From the text line, if that article says people burn half their check on essentials, the joke's on them. I burn 100% on essentials. I've not seen non-essentials since 2019. And somebody else says we get paid on Friday. By Sunday, my wife and I are already saying, the next check will be better. The next check, it'll be okay. It'll be okay next month. The next check will be better. This has been going on since 2014. Yeah.
There are some people, this article gets into a little bit, people that get paid daily or weekly. Like if you're a server.
Daily. Well,
and you
get
tip money, you know, you're getting money every day. And whether that is good or bad, And there are some people that say they really like that because they're getting some money all the time. And there are other people that say, oh, no, the second you put cash in my pocket as tip money, mm-hmm. I'm going to burn through it in no time. That would make me insane to get paid every day like that.
I've gotten through severance before. I've had it where it's been distributed over, you know, like a paycheck over 2-week periods. And I've mm-hmm. had it before where it's been a lump sum. And I have to say I much prefer the stretched out over the period thing to save me from myself. Because
that makes sense. Yeah.
You don't have the ability to calculate. Mm-hmm. It's the same amount of money. It's just one you get all at once and the other one you get stretched out. I guess the only benefit might be for tax purposes. Mm-hmm. For tax purposes, it'd be better, especially if it happens over the course of a year. It'd be better to be stretched out than a lump sum on one end of the year. Like, say you get it in November, then that all counts towards that year where it could be stretched out over 2 years. I don't know.
Yeah, when you win the lottery, I can't remember what the advice is. There's a tax difference between stretching it out over 20 years and getting it as one lump sum, and I can't remember which it is, but there is a difference.
913-586-7798. Just throw this out on the text line. Those of you get paid biweekly or weekly or daily, which do you prefer? Which is better? Yeah. To get paid every day?
Every way.
If you could get paid once a month, would that be better? 913-586.
Yes.
913-586-7798. We'll talk about that coming up on midday.
If you had a choice between getting paid every single day, like let's say just doing a cash job, or getting paid on the same 2 dates of the month or just every 2 weeks, what makes the most sense to you? I come back to what you asked. Pay me monthly. Because a lot of my bills are monthly.
Right.
And I can just do everything at one time.
I'd be okay with being paid monthly if the bills were, if the due date, I guess, was monthly, or if I knew exactly what I needed to pay for like electricity and rent, I could just bundle it all together monthly and then stretch it out for the rest of the month. I prefer the way that we have it right now with me and Katie getting paid every other week, because it's psychologically healthier. Like, we never dip too low in the checking account. Yeah. And on top of that, there's a consistency there that makes budgeting so much easier. The only problem I'd have with monthly payments, especially with us, but any job where you might get bonuses, or if you work in sales and you're not exactly mm-hmm. sure what it's going to be every month, having to stretch that out or not knowing that exact amount and that inconsistency would drive me nuts.
Oh, I mean, my freelance work is right. a little bit inconsistent, but because I do everything by credit card, I'm okay with just doing it monthly. Even if something's due in the middle of the month, I'm not going to blow through all that money because there's a budget and there's, you know, and there's in that budget, there's here's how much we're putting in savings this month. And I try to do that, you know, a big chunk of that first, if I can, just to get that out of there.
Yeah, Quentin.
I used to get paid every Friday at my other job.
And so that was every single Friday?
Every Friday.
Yeah.
So it was nice to, you know, every Friday I was going in, it was payday. So
was that better?
Nice. It was, just because it sort of takes, I mean, sort of, it's sort of like your situation where you're getting a paycheck every week.
Yeah.
Except I was single.
I would feel it's better for morale, right? Like, you know, you're just in a better mood when it's payday.
And it's before, especially it's for the weekend.
Unless you're not getting paid what you think you're worth. Well, and then you're in a bad mood.
I've got the bank app on my phone. So anytime any transaction happens, I get the notification. So I would get the notification like right when work was about to be over that I got paid. So, you know, that was nice.
Here's an annoying thing. If you deliver for Uber Eats, or if you're an Uber driver or any of the apps that you work for, you can, because you get paid daily. You get paid, mm-hmm. by each event, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you want to just cash that money out and take it, they charge you more than if you wait like 3 or 4 days and then let them deposit it into your checking account.
Because they're making interest on it.
They're right.
If you
exactly.
let them have it.
So they wanna be, and so like you have the choice to get paid daily, but you actually are paying for that, which is kind of a trap. But there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
like, Godspeed, everyone. Good luck.
Coming up, speaking of money, aging parents are crushing their adult kids financially. Well, also possibly physically if you're a caretaker. I don't know. We'll talk about that next. Is this a situation you're involved in? Is it rough? Talk about it next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.